Hey everyone, this is Jahaira.
Hola a todos, this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Today we actually have a requested case.
Yeah, hoy vamos a hablar sobre el Lululemon murder. So just to be clear, Lululemon is a clothing store, like a legging store, yoga store. Lululemon es una tienda de ropa como ropa deportiva. Mm-hmm. Y esta historia se conoce como el asesinato en Lululemon.
Y como siempre, before we start, we would like to give you a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics and, just a little trigger warning.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a la familia y a las víctimas.
Now, let's begin this case.
Jaina Murray, de 30 años, was a grad student at Johns Hopkins University, and she was super close to finishing up, and she was also working at Bethesda's Lululemon in Maryland.
Jaina was loving, compassionate, and adventurous. She was always smiling, y todos dicen buenas cosas de ella. She was in a long-term relationship with Fraso Bosell. Sí noviaron, pero they were doing long distance.
Brittany Norwood tenía 27, 28, 29 años. We're not too sure. Ella también estaba trabajando en la misma tienda. And Brittany dreamed of owning her own gym one day. Dicen que, you know, she was always happy, que siempre estaba feliz. Mm-hmm. And she was also the star athlete in her high school. And then right after that, she went off to college in Long Island, New York.
El 11 de marzo del 2011, Brittany was supposed to work that day, but Jaina wasn't on the schedule, but she actually came in to cover for someone else, and they both had the closing shift. Also, we're not too sure how many people were in the closing shift, but it most likely was just them two that were closing up and kind of wrapping up the day.
On March 12, 2011, the manager was opening up the store. Y cuando ella entró, ella vio un desorden, escuchó ruidos, from the back of the store, and mm-hmm. she got really scared. And she goes back outside and asks a stranger to walk in with her. Y los dos entran, and, you know, he gets to see the same disaster she saw. And as he walks through the store, he finds two women who have been beaten. Mm-hmm. So he runs back outside to, you know, call police.
So in the midst of the whole disaster, they find Jaina Murray on the floor, dead, in a pool of blood, and they also find Brittany Norwood tied up in the bathroom. Brittany tenía cortadas, pero nada igual a las de Jaina. Los pantalones de Brittany estaban rotos, and she was taken to the hospital. Allí ella dijo que dos hombres entraron a la tienda, que dos hombres fueron responsables por todo lo que había pasado.
Investigators knew she just went through something so traumatic, pero le tenían que preguntar más sobre estos dos hombres. Mm-hmm. Like, they had to, you know, go look for them. Hold them responsible. And so she begins to walk them through the night.
So Bernie said that night they closed and they parted ways, pero luego ella le llamó a Jaina porque Jaina was the one that had the keys y a Brittany se le había olvidado la cartera adentro de la tienda. Entonces cuando las dos entraron, dos hombres con máscaras y guantes entraron atrás de ellas. That's when they attacked them. She said that she was raped repeatedly because they liked to have sex with her more than Jaina Murray. Which is a really, really weird and out of place comment to say.
Yeah, I think so too. You just went through something so traumatic. Why do you have to,
What? Yeah.
And so the police went on a massive manhunt and they took so many tips in. The community was super scared after learning how brutal this murder was. There was even a reward of $150,000 for any information.
That's a pretty big reward.
Yeah, it really is a big reward. And mm-hmm. also la comunidad como que le estaban brindando todo el apoyo a Britney porque she was the one survivor.
Yeah, like their sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Pero no había información. There was a lead, but as soon as they looked into that man, the lead fell through. La tienda Lululemon no tenía videos de seguridad tampoco, so that also made it a bit harder. Y los investigadores vieron los videos de seguridad de las otras tiendas alrededor de the Lululemon store, pero también nada salió de allí.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo creo que encontraron, like, personas pasando, mm-hmm. and they, like, checked up on them, but, like, it wasn't them. It just didn't check out.
Yeah.
En las cámaras no salían dos hombres que puedan ser los culpables.
Exactly,
like, they just
yeah.
didn't have any leads. And so authorities were in disbelief because they just didn't have any hints, any mm-hmm. leads. And I don't know, it seemed like things weren't adding up. And so authorities began to see through, you know, I guess the cracks in Britney's story. Mm-hmm. And so now it had been a few days since the murder, but slowly the truth was unraveling.
Which is also like really interesting how like authorities kind of have that power, like, like something isn't checking up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was there in that situation, like authority side, her comment would have thrown me off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so things weren't adding up and they only found two sets of footprints in the store. Uno era de Britney y el otro era de un pie grande. It seemed like it was a man's foot. Pero luego pudieron averiguar que those footprints belonged to a shoe pair that was sold by Lululemon.
Y entonces aquí los investigadores empezaron a discutir por qué esos zapatos estaban ahí. Like, mm-hmm. si el hombre vino, él dónde puso sus zapatos, los que él traía al principio.
Yeah.
¿Por qué se puso unos zapatos nuevos y luego los dejó ahí?
Yeah.
Y también
eran...
It is strange, right? Y luego también había otro hombre porque no están los de él, you know?
Yeah. Or like even then, if you go back to the set of like the Lululemon shoes, who has time to change their shoes in the middle of a crime scene?
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to go in, go out, you know, like, yeah, it's really...
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, yeah.
Like it was probably something that they've never seen before.
Yeah. You know? And so todavía hay más porque... Los investigadores creen que había algo más, que Britney no estaba diciendo toda la verdad, porque on March 15th, they found Jana's car parked a few streets down.
And so this is a few days after the murder.
The murder, yeah.
And le fueron a preguntar sobre el carro de Jana, and she said she had only seen the car a couple times, and that she had never been inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the investigators ran, you know, the blood that was in the car, and it turned out to be that Britney's DNA was found in the car.
So that's,
yeah.
If you have never been in the car, like she literally stated that, entonces, ¿por qué está su DNA there?
Yeah, so it's like
a red flag.
A red flag. She's not saying the full truth.
Yeah.
But later on March 18th, she comes back and she changes her story. And ahora está diciendo que the attackers made her repark the car because it was right in front of the store. And so they mm-hmm. wanted her to move it so it wouldn't bring suspicion. And so they told her to, you know, drive the car away and then come back to the store.
See, so that's just, it sticks out because if someone is coming to attack you and to rape you, they're giving you the freedom to drive away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, si yo estuviera en esa situación y si a mí me dicen eso, like, go park the car and then come back, I'm not going to go back by my will.
You're going to call the police.
Yeah, I'm going to use that car and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So for her to, like, actually come back and, like, for this whole thing to happen, or even then, like, for her to not mention this in her first original story, it's very questionable.
Yeah, y luego también está la entrevista que los investigadores tuvieron con ella y le mm-hmm. preguntaron que por qué fue a estacionar el carro mm-hmm. y luego caminar. ¿No te vio alguien? Porque eran como las 10 de la noche
mm-hmm.
y dicen que esa área pues es como...
It's a busy one.
Yeah, it's, you know, like a, I mean, it was like kind of a mall, maybe a mall strip kind of thing.
A little shopping center. Mm-hmm.
So, tiene que haber más gente.
Yeah.
Y nadie la vio. Oh, dice, no, creo que sí dijo que gente la vio, pero que no le preguntaron nada. And she was obviously bruised up, blood, you know, had blood on her. Pero que nadie se arrimó, nadie le dijo nada. There was no reports. Okay, yeah, I get it. Maybe, like, no one got near her.
Yeah.
But there has, like, at least a report, you know?
True. Or at least someone that, now that they open up the investigation, someone can come up and be, like, come forward and say, like, oh, yeah, like, I saw her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I don't know. I just think it's really strange. Or, like, if she did see people, like, why not ask for help? You know? Like, your life is in danger.
Yeah. And then also, like, mintió, dijo que nunca había estado en el carro de Jaina. Y ya lo último,
sí. Cierto. Porque si ella supo que iban a empezar a investigar el carro, like, this is something you want to say. Because then something like this is going to happen. Like, they're going to find your DNA and you're going to be questioned about it.
This is a big thing, too. It's not just a little detail que se confundió o lo dijo
no,
mal.
No, pero te digo que
es algo like, grande.
Yeah, this is, like, crucial to the story. You know, it's like a small detail, like, oh, yeah, I dropped my earring over there.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
And so moving along, there also was no sign of sexual assault on her body. So now that, you know, they were shifting their attention and analyzing everything, the way Brittany was found with hands over her head, it's kind of like they were in the air, right? So now, like, they're starting to look at how she was laid out. And from earlier, as we said, like, the marks on her body were very, very different than the ones found on Jaina's body.
Yeah. Jaina, they described her wounds as superficial, and then Jaina's wounds were obviously, like, led to murder, like, brutal murder.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, her hands in the air, también hubo mucha, like, discussion about, like, why were they in the air? You could have brought them down and, like, made yourself a little bit more comfortable when you waited for help.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's, I mean, now the investigators were saying, okay, like, that's such an odd position, right?
It's, like
it's almost as if you maybe did that yourself.
Kind of. It's like the cliche crime scene. Like, put your hands over, you know, type of thing.
So now the investigators están hablando con, you know, with anyone to get any more information. Y pudieron hablar con los employees de Apple, which was right next to Lululemon. I think they even, like, shared a wall. So, super close. Y los employees de Apple dijeron que escucharon a dos mujeres alegando that night before. Y en el video de seguridad de Apple, se ve a los employees escuchando como que they are reacting to this fight. Like, you can hear them. I mean, you can see them. Kind of like, you know, to themselves, like, oh, what's going on?
Do you hear that?
Yeah. Do you hear that? And so it's very clear that the, you know, fight that these two women had was loud.
Well, I mean, yeah, for them to, like, be hearing it, it must have been loud. But the Apple employees kind of just stood back and heard it. Like, they didn't really do anything. They didn't go check and they didn't call the police, which, I mean, I guess you can kind of see it, right? Like, you don't want to stick your nose where it doesn't belong. But at this point, if you're hearing that someone might be potentially in trouble or might be potentially hurt.
Yeah, because en los artículos decían que los gritos, they weren't just, like, small, like,
discussion, like, fighting back and forth.
It was, like, clearly something bad was happening.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they described that she was yelling for help.
Imagine, like,
So I don't know, like, that kind of is really unfortunate that they didn't, you know, call the police. Entonces, toda la evidencia que tienen, del crime scene, the car, it's not matching up to Britney's story. So, fueron a arrestar a Britney 6 días después del murder.
As they investigated, they learned more about the work environment. They learned que Brittany tenía history de robar, and all her coworkers knew about her little habit, and they wanted to fire her, but they didn't have evidence to bring forward. And so Brittany robaba de la tienda y también from her own coworkers.
They also found out even a bigger history of stealing. There's a story of her stealing from a hairdresser. So they say that she would have them put on a weave on her and then claim that her wallet was stolen by someone in that place and then she would never pay.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, so that's just like a little background on like the work environment and on Brittany. Apparently, like she has this history going back to even high school. Some of her teammates say that, yeah, you know, she had the tendency to take things.
Okay, and so ahora que la tenían a ella arrestada, they were now piecing the whole story together. And so the story goes that Brittany lured Jaina back into the store. They had already closed, but she lured her back in. And the reason why was because Brittany had to call Jaina to open the store again because she had forgotten her wallet.
Mm-hmm. And then once they were in the store and, you know, I guess the attack happened, Jaina tried escaping through the back door, which was where her body was found. And in the autopsy, we learned that Jaina was alive for most of the attack. And this was like a really brutal attack. Like, si ven fotos of the aftermath, hay sangre por donde quiera. Like, it looks very gruesome.
And so they no pudieron encontrar un motivo as to why this happened. But we do learn that earlier that day, Jaina caught Brittany stealing. And it's assumed that that is the motive.
Hmm. So, fue during after hours when Jaina encontró que Brittany se estaba robando unos yoga pants.
And so, because Jaina had caught her and, you know, they were already trying to kind of, like, mm-hmm. have someone catch her because they didn't mm-hmm. have security footage. Or they didn't have, like, security video in there.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, finally caught her. And so, Jaina told her that she was going to inform all managers. And maybe that's why Brittany la atacó en ese momento. Or not really en ese momento porque salieron. True, and then she called her back in.
But she planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she planned to attack her there. And she gave Jaina 331 wounds with 5 different weapons from the store, including a knife and a hammer.
That's insane. 331 wounds. Like, I feel like this crime was obviously driven by hate, mm-hmm. you know, like hate that maybe Jaina was gonna say something, she was gonna lose her job, but because 331 is a lot,
it's know? Insane.
Yeah. And so to hide her crime, she got some man shoes from the store, size 14, and walked around Jaina's blood, and you know, she kind of made it seem like there was another person in the store. And that, of course, goes to her original story about the 2 men that she claimed were there that night.
Después del ataque where she bludgeoned, choked, and stabbed Jaina, ella misma se hizo heridas, and then she tied herself and laid in the bathroom.
That is like a whole new level of crime.
Yeah.
Like, she did it and then she set it up. Like, she had it all planned out. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Premeditated.
Yeah. And so when she was found the next morning, Brittany was moaning in pain with a few wounds. And, you know, her pants were cut at the crotch while Jaina was found in a pool of her own blood.
Yeah, I mean, como habíamos dicho, las heridas son completamente diferentes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's already, like, surprising or yeah. questionable to the authorities. Like, ¿por qué a una la mataron mm-hmm. in such a brutal way y a otra no?
Mm-hmm.
So, from the very beginning, it was very suspicious.
Yeah. And even then, it's like, nada fue robado. Mm-hmm. So, why did these men attack them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of questions. Mm-hmm. But they were able to, you know, get the answers.
Yeah.
But I just think it's kind of crazy how she was able to lie to police for days.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, when someone makes a statement about sexual assault and mm-hmm. murder and, like, a crime, you believe, you know, like, yeah. it's a woman who was tied up in a bathroom. Like,
yeah.
te tienes que creer.
Yeah, you obviously, but you're not going to walk in there and start questioning everything. Yeah. You know, you're going to kind of take her story
mm-hmm.
and see what really happened and, like, yeah, it is crazy because she got to go to the hospital and she got to go home after her hospital visit and, like, no one questioned her.
Yeah.
Instead, like, como dijimos, the whole, you know, city was kind of showing sympathy for her. But it was her all along.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Brittany fue arrestada and charged with first-degree murder, and she was sentenced to life with no possibility of parole.
The defense attorneys tried getting the verdict of second-degree murder. They argued that the crime was done in the heat of passion and without premeditation, but instead she was convicted with first-degree murder, which I think that it's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, even in the heat of passion and the heat of anger and stuff, you have to, like, you know, kind of stop. Like, and it's like, how is it not premeditated? Like, they literally left the store. She could have let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had enough time to cool down. But instead, she chose to lure Jaina back in. And then not only did she, like, stab her a few times, like, she did 331 wounds.
Yeah. 331 wounds. It's not a heat of passion crime.
Mm-mm. Like, she knew what she was doing.
That's insane. Like, that's so many times. Mm-hmm. And with different weapons. Yeah. Like, she had to go get them, go look for them.
Exactly. So she knew. And even then, like, parece que ella tenía un plan de después. You know, like, okay, I did this. And then after I can say this, that, this. You know, because clearly she had, like, a story.
Mm-hmm.
It just backfired on her because, you know, sometimes sooner than later, the truth always comes out.
Mm-hmm. And so the family created a foundation, the Jaina Troxell Murray Foundation, to honor her passions, mm-hmm. her hobbies. And so they, with donations, they are able to give out a scholarship, mm-hmm. and a scholarship that involves all her interest.
Mm-hmm. Which I think it's like a really nice way to keep her memory alive and kind of like helping spread her interest with like the newer generations. And it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, this was like a very strange case because it's, you know, it took place in the workplace, mm-hmm. and it's your own coworker did this to you. It was just really sad.
Yeah, really tragic story.
Yeah.
It's,
you know how we always say, like, caras vemos, corazones no sabemos, you know? Like, Brittany, Jaina se miraban todos los días, you know? Like, we usually are with our coworkers, y all it took was, like, one bad day.
Yeah. Gracias a la persona que recomendó este caso. Thank you to the person that recommended this case. And if you have any cases that you want to recommend, let us know. We will get to it.
Yep.
Si tienen casos que quieren recomendar, mándalos un mensaje and we will get to it.
Yep. Our DMs are always open. So even if it's not a case recommendation, feel free to stop by, say your thoughts on any of the cases. You just want to say hi. Siempre estamos allí. So thanks again for listening to this week's episode, and we will see you all next week.